Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show brought to you, as always, by the great folks that keep you out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. Of course, we're talking about touringplans.com. And as you know, I just returned from Walt Disney World. We were in the parks for about 2 weeks, and I cannot tell you how handy the Lines app came in to help me steer clear of the lines, because face it, you get 3 FastPass Plus experiences that you can schedule each day prior to your trip. And then once those have been used up, you need to have great information so that you can see what's going on in the park in real time. And you can even optimize those attractions that you have left over. We had 7 or 8 attractions left over one day. We typed those into the optimizer and it gave us a great touring plan right there on the fly. And we never waited more than 15 minutes for an attraction. And we're talking in the middle of July. So this is a great app to have on your iOS device the next time you're headed down to Walt Disney World. You want to steer clear of the crowds, and this is how you do it. Check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 892 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Hope that you're having a great Monday, and today's going to be a different type show as I am flying solo, and I'm going to recap some of my adventures on the Walt Disney World portion of my vacation a couple of weeks ago. I jotted down some thoughts from the trip and wanted to share those with you here today. The ladies were busy, and I'm missing Walt Disney World. It's been about 3 weeks from returning from down in Florida, and I just wanted to kind of go back and reminisce. And I did make some notes during the trip to share with you here on a Monday. You know, it's our trip report day, and I want to give my personal trip report just with some highlights. It's going to be a little random, but to talk about some of the things that I did with my family outside of our Be Our Guest podcast cruise, because we did stay before and after at Walt Disney World. So first of all, let's kind of jump into what we did. We left here on July 2nd and drove throughout the night and arrived at Walt Disney World on July 3rd. And because of a scheduling snafu myself, we didn't have a reservation for the 3rd because I wanted to make sure that we were there on the 4th. I love the Illuminations tag on the 4th of July. So we wanted to make sure we were there in plenty of time. So I added on a one-night room-only reservation at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort. And we enjoyed this resort. We stayed there for the first day. Of course, we were tired. We arrived there at about, I would say at about 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning after driving through the night. We've been at French Quarter before, so it was kind of nice to check the place out again. Mallory and Paige and Pam hung out at the pool. They enjoyed that area very much. Immediately upon arriving there, Paige locked the keys in the Trailblazers, so we didn't have a separate set of keys. So we did have to call a locksmith to open the car. We were there only 1 hour, and that happened. So things did turn around, fortunately for us. But yeah, Disney will call you a locksmith and they'll charge you $100 and get your keys out. So we did that. Just had a great time. I made a mistake. Of course, I like to run. You guys know that. And I decided, you know, it's Friday and I haven't run yet. I haven't even walked. I haven't done any physical activity. I've been in the car all day. So I decided to go out for a run along the Sasagula. I was just there. I was excited. And I went for a run at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Big mistake. Too hot. And, called it off after about 2.5 miles and said, you know what, if I'm going to do some running down here in July in Florida, it's going to be before the sun comes up. So don't run in the afternoons down in Florida. So we enjoyed French Quarter. The next day we had our main reservation, which was over at Port Orleans Riverside Resort. We had booked a Riverview Royal guest room with our neighbors that were sailing with us on the Be Our Guest podcast cruise, the Yerkes. And we checked in a couple of days before them, and we were in Oak Manor this time, and it was a great location. We were right across the Sasagula River there from the main area at Riverside with the food court and all that, and just a great location there, and really enjoyed that room, and it was awesome having neighbors that you knew, and we could, you know, go places with once the Yerkes got there. It was a lot of fun. Of course, you have the royal rooms are very special. You know, we have a 7-year-old girl who's really into the princesses. And you know what? I think My wife, Pam, is just as into the princesses, too, because she always wants a royal room, too. So very nice location, very nice room, and enjoyed it there. After the cruise, we did stay over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. We really, really enjoyed that. Had to go back. Our first stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge was during the Tower of Terror 10-miler last year, and we agreed we had to go back and check that out. So that was our stays. That's where we were, and now let's kind of hop around to what we did. One of the things, and again, these things are random and minor in many cases, but I found a new treat that is, it's been like kind of in plain sight the entire time on those snack carts, especially for the summertime down at Walt Disney World. And it's this frozen strawberry bar that you can get off the carts where they have the Mickey bars and the Mickey ice cream sandwiches and so forth. And for somebody who is, trying to watch what they eat, and of course, it's tough down at Walt Disney World because there are so many great sweet treats and savory meals that you don't get back home. But I was trying to, I definitely didn't, watch my diet when I was down there. I ate what I wanted. I had a good time because we were walking and running every day and getting in lots of exercise. But these snacks, again, we were there in July and it was pretty warm. And there's these frozen strawberry snacks that are just very refreshing. And I found out that you could get them in the sugar-free variety as well if you just asked for it. And those were only like 30 calories a bar. And they did quench your thirst. They were also very, very tasty. So I think they were about $3, $3.50 a bar. Pretty expensive. But, definitely an alternative to your ice cream, your Mickey bar. I got those too. Don't worry. I got those on the cruise all the time. But if you're looking to be a little health conscious and watch what you're eating every once in a while, especially in the heat of the summer, it's refreshing to get these strawberry bars off the treat carts. Another thing that we did, we were there for the 4th of July at Epcot. We love being there for the 4th of July. I love the fireworks where the ground shakes and you get hit with shrapnel from Illuminations at the end. It's awesome, especially when you're there with friends to joke about it. So we had a great time watching Illuminations. If you've never done that, put it on your bucket list, your Disney bucket list. Get down there and check that out because it's a special, special thing. But what we did was that Pam and I wanted to have a nice dinner, and it was a Friday night. So if you guys know me very well, Friday night means Mexican here in the Rallman household. So we ate at San Angel Inn, which is not La Hacienda, not the new Mexican place in Epcot, but the older one inside the pyramid there. And we really enjoyed our meal. We asked, since there were just two of us, if we could sit along the river there for the, El Rio del Tiempo, but for the Grand Fiesta Tour. So we got a seat right there on the water and enjoyed that. Both of us enjoyed our meal. I got kind of the combination platter. Pam got these little tostadas that she really enjoyed, and it was just nice. It's got great, great ambiance, decent value. We had Tables in Wonderland, of course, used that on this trip, and just had a good time, getting out of the heat, knowing that we were going to be there late for the fireworks and so forth. Great thing. And of course, the girls, we did this quite a few times on the trip. Mallory and Paige really weren't hip to anything that was on the menu at San Angel Inn. So, Paige is 18 now, Mallory is 7. So those two just went out, they had their magic bands, Paige could charge to the band and, hey, get what you want in Epcot, go wherever you want. So they went and got dinner together and had a sister's night while we had a kind of a date night, which was kind of fun. Just if you're ever thinking about doing 4th of July at Walt Disney World, check out, and also let me just throw this out there, be there for the 3rd and 4th of July, because you can see the fireworks on the 3rd at the Magic Kingdom, see them on the 4th at Epcot. And I think that makes for a very cool two nights. So we did try to watch the fireworks on the 3rd from the Polynesian Beach, but it rained and there was lots of lightning and they delayed it. And finally, we just were soaked and we gave up. So we didn't get to see them on the 3rd, but maybe next year. Another thing that we checked out that was new over at Animal Kingdom was the Harambe Market. And I know a lot of people have talked about this. Ricky's talked about it here on the show. But I want to echo that these offerings at Harambe Market might be my new favorites, even over Flame Tree Barbecue, because we got, I think, 3 different items. We had the beef flatbread. We got that. We had the ribs, and we had one other thing. I can't remember right now. But the reason I can't remember the 3rd thing is because the ribs were the best thing on the menu. There were so, and they were quite expensive. They were like 12 or 13 bucks. But you got a ton of food there in that little container, with a side of kind of like a slaw that had a vinegar type consistency to it. Very, very good. One of the sides, I think with the flatbread, had like a broccoli with a vinegar kind of topping over it. All so, so good. So I definitely recommend checking out Harambe Market the next time you're at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. A cool thing there, we got there at about 10:50. It opened at about 11 o'clock. A cast member came over to Mallory and asked her if she wanted to be the official guest to open Harambe Market for the day. So they did a little ceremony. She got to ring the bell. They welcomed everybody into the Harambe Market for the day. And she got a certificate saying that she did a great job. So, you know, little things at Disney make a big difference. Another thing that we did that was a first for us was that we had breakfast at Ohana with Stitch and friends. And this, again, was a pretty good choice for our family because the breakfast there is not real exotic. It's family style, so they just bring out a skillet full of all kinds of stuff like breakfast potatoes, eggs, biscuits, sausage, bacon, Stitch waffles, all kinds of stuff. So it's very safe stuff. It's very much like the food you would get over at Chef Mickey's, but only instead of it being a buffet, it was family style. Lilo and Stitch do come around, and so does the big man. Mickey Mouse comes around and greets. I think Pluto was there as well. And we got some great pictures. We were there early. Actually, we weren't there early. We ate at about 10:50, which worked out really well for us because we got up early, rope dropped the Magic Kingdom, did about five or six attractions, got really hungry, and then went over and basically had a late breakfast, which carried over to lunch, and we didn't eat anything else till dinner. So Ohana breakfast, a pretty easy ADR to get, even late in the game. So check that out as well. Another thing, getting into merchandise here for just a second. I found a great value and a unique item that I think every Disney fan needs in their home. And so what you need to do is go to the Magic Kingdom and go to the gift shop outside of the Haunted Mansion. It's called Memento Mori. And what you can do here, this is something that I just noticed on this trip, but I know they've been doing it for a couple months, is that you can get these pictures. What you do is you get your own picture taken. It's a portrait. And you just go into this room. It's old-timey looking. They have an old-timey looking camera, but it's actually a computer taking a digital image. But, it's themed well. And they take your picture. But what happens is they hand you a picture that when you walk past it, it changes and you look like a skeleton, similar to the effect inside the Haunted Mansion itself. And the best part about this is $19.95 for this souvenir. So you get a personal souvenir with you on it. You can hang it in your home or your office, or I'm telling Paige she needs to get one for her dorm room at Mizzou. But, as your friends walk by, it looks like a normal portrait. And then they take, one step and all of a sudden you're a skeleton and your eyes are tracking across the picture. Very, very cool. Nice souvenir right there from Memento Mori over near the Haunted Mansion. So check that out on your next trip. Another thing that I noted here, simply that there was an alligator, a live alligator in Frontierland. That's right. He was right there under the bridge that takes you over to Splash Mountain and Big Thunder. We saw him. I saw about four cast members standing there near Tom Sawyer Island. I asked them, is that really an alligator? Because it was a large alligator sitting there on the bank. And they're like, this is Florida. Yes, there's gators. And they were, they didn't have a name for him or anything, but they've seen him obviously before. So look in the water there over by Frontierland. You may see a Florida gator. And we're not talking about the SEC squad either. Another thing that we did was we had our first sit-down meal over at Yak and Yeti at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. And we really, really enjoyed this meal. Now, the thing is that I listened to my inner Debbie here from the podcast. I remember her telling me, when you go there, make sure you get the fried green beans. And so we did that as an appetizer. And let me tell you, Debbie is right on. Those things are so good. Now, personally, I told myself, you know what? I'm eating healthy because they're green beans. Now, don't get me wrong. It's like eating a blooming onion at Outback. They're awesome because they're deep fried and they have this awesome sauce you can dip it in. But they were really, really good. The meal was nice. The meal wasn't real exotic. I got something like honey barbecue chicken or something like that. Something like I would get at my local Chinese food place. But it was presented well. We had excellent service there. Our server was one of the best of the trip. And enjoyed the theming of the restaurant. She encouraged us to get up, walk around the restaurant, and told us about all the artifacts. Go make sure you go to this part of the restaurant, check out that artifact. And I like when servers do that for you. They want you to engage in the environment of the restaurant and see what it's all about. She was definitely proud of her location and of the Yak and Yeti restaurant. So we usually do counter service there, but it was kind of fun to get out and do the table service and have a good time there. Another meal that we had that we thought, was our best value of the trip. So if you're looking good value, you're paying for your money or your meals out of pocket, was Via Napoli over in Italy. There was one night where we were really hungry. We always go there to get a pizza. We got the largest pizza. half the four cheese, the quattro formaggi, and half, I believe, pepperoni, because the girls aren't, you know, as crazy as, you know, they just like stuff pretty plain. So we got half and half. We got an order of bread and sodas all around. And when the bill came after Tables in Wonderland, my wife, Pam, commented that the bill at Via Napoli was less than our typical bill at Las Fuentes here in Florissant that we go to. So you don't hear that very much, that your bill's less than your typical restaurant meal back home. So we got a good value there. Great meal. We don't have to talk about the pizzas. I was talking to my good buddy Phil Sheingold, and he talked about how he went there with the porters, and they had some, robust boys with them, you know, teenagers into like early 20s. And he said that the pizzas arrived to the table, and no kidding, 7 minutes later, gone. You know, if you stuck your hand in there, you might have lost a finger. So the pizzas are great at Via Napoli, good value. So check that out, both tasty and great money savings for a place to eat at Epcot. Next, I put on the notes here for you that Yeehaw Bob is still tons of fun. And we've preached about this on the podcast for years, that if you're staying at Riverside, you need to go see Yeehaw Bob. If you're not staying at Port Orleans Riverside, you still need to get over there and see Yeehaw Bob. He performs every Wednesday through Saturday night at the River Roost Lounge, which, if you've never been there, you know, we've talked about it a lot. It's a small lounge. It might have 70 to 80 seats at the most. There's not a lot of room. And he typically starts at about 8:30. But if you want to get a seat, you need to be there by about 7:30 to get a seat and a table. And then, you know, they expect you to order like a soda or a mixed drink or an appetizer or something. You know, make sure that the servers are getting taken care of as well. But Bob puts on these shows. First set's always stuff where he gets the kids up and dancing. But it's not just the kids. It's the adults. You know, we'll be doing the YMCA. There'll be a conga line. There'll be a, you know, high kick line with the ladies doing New York, New York. He acts like this is his first show every single time. And I've said this for years and years now. You will not be disappointed when you see Yeehaw Bob over at Port Orleans Riverside. So please make it a point. I know a lot of times you're thinking, well, if I go over there, I'm going to miss Wishes or Illuminations or Fantasmic or the Frozen Summer Fireworks, you know, during the summer. It is worth it. You're in air conditioning and you're seeing a great entertainer. You're seeing somebody who, in Bob speaking with him and hearing interviews, he gets what Disney's all about. You know, before he goes on every night, he looks at a picture of Walt and makes sure that he does right by Walt's dream. And I, you know, to me as a Disney fan, that means so much to me. So, you know, if you want to see one of the best, you know, an all-time Hall of Famer, legend, Walt Disney World cast member and entertainer, go see Yeehaw Bob over at Port Orleans Riverside. All right, so a couple of other things here. Let's get to Animal Kingdom Lodge. We got a room that was on the Zebra Trail, it's called, in the Jumbo House on level 4, I believe. And remember, if you're new to Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's confusing because you come on level 3. You're actually on level 3 when you enter the lodge. You got to go down to the other levels because of how the animals are. We were on level 4, so we had to go up 1. But we were on the Zebra Trail, and no kidding, we were at the very end of this Zebra Trail. And I'm not joking. It probably took 10 minutes to walk from the lobby area to our room, which I was fine with because I like to get my steps in, and this kind of forced me to do that. But we got upgraded to the Arusha Savannah View, which is the better of the savannas from what I've been told. Lots of animals, great view, and it was totally worth being down one of the ends of the halls on one of the wings. So just know that the way that, if you look at the map of Animal Kingdom Lodge, you can have some super long walks to your room. But it was worth it because every little section, there's an open area where you can look out over the savannah and see what's going on both sides. And there's one part where you could look over and see the swimming pool. But, you know, just different things to see. And it was awesome. When we checked in, they gave Mallory a guide to the animals. And it shows a picture and a description with writing of all the animals. And there's a checkbox next to each of them. She got a huge kick out of it. Actually, Paige and Mallory worked together to identify animals on the savannah. And we'd see them, we'd check them off. And we enjoyed that because we were there for 4 nights post-cruise. And that became one of our favorite things to do right there on our balcony. So that stayed out on the balcony. We checked it off, and we had a great time there. Another thing about the Animal Kingdom Lodge was that, you know, it's somebody who, I tried to make sure that I got a run in every day of the cruise and of my Walt Disney World stay. I would get up early in the morning, usually about 5 o'clock in the morning, and get out there and try to do 5 to 6 miles. And by that time, the sun would be coming up, and it was getting hot, so it was time to get back in, get a shower, and get ready with the rest of the family to go about the day and get to the parks. One of the things about Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's great. It's got great animals. It's got great dining. It's got just an awesome ambiance to it. It's dark. It feels like you're really somewhere else. But the one thing is, if you're a runner, it's a challenge there to get out and run. You know, if you're staying at Pop Century Art of Animation, you have a nice loop to run around. When I stayed at Riverside, I ran every single morning between Riverside and French Quarter. I do about 3 laps, and it gave me about 6 miles right along the Sasagula River. Beautiful at sunrise when you're the only one up. Before sunrise, even when the river's sitting there flat, beautiful. Animal Kingdom Lodge, not so much. You know, you really don't have anywhere to run. There's not a trail. There's not a running path. I know that Mr. Mike Bankhead gave me some ideas to go down a kind of a service road where a lot of folks do that. I've read that a lot. But I just found the, and it was super hot. It was, again, mid-July when we were there. And so I found their workout room, and it was very, very nice. They had about 10 treadmills, some ellipticals, some stationary bicycles, and some weights and so forth. And I just got in there and ran on the treadmill each morning. And what that did was, A, I didn't have to contend with the heat. And, you know, I could really get my workout in really quickly. It was very, you know, you could look out over the main area there with the pool and stuff and just enjoyed it, you know, because I know I don't like running on the treadmill and I'd rather run around Walt Disney World. But with the heat, you know, if it was like the fall, I would have driven over to Boardwalk, but it was just super convenient to walk down to the fitness center, get on a treadmill. They were top of the line treadmills. Actually, I want to buy one of those or get one for my birthday, hopefully. But, you know, could watch TV on them, could program your intervals on them, do everything. And it was just an easy way to get the workout in, and then you could justify those extra 3 Mickey waffles at breakfast. Another thing I want to share with you here, because again, we're always looking to plan a better Disney vacation, is that one night we met up with the Foresters. You know, the Rallmans and the Foresters hanging out. We were kind of, after the cruise, we're getting a little tired, you know, but we wanted to hang out and catch up and be able to, you know, talk some more because you don't get to see each other enough. So we decided the Foresters were staying at Beach Club. We were at Animal Kingdom Lodge. We were going to meet over at Beaches and Cream, grab a dessert, sit around, and just have a nice night where we weren't rushing. So we decided to do that. We get to Beaches and Cream, and it's an hour and a half to get a table if you want to sit down. So we're thinking, okay, well, let's go to the counter and grab an ice cream and sit along, storm along Bay or somewhere. The line to just walk up to the counter was an hour and a half as well to grab an ice cream. So we were like, you know, what are we going to do? We're kind of craving ice cream now. And when you're on the cruise, you have ice cream about every 3 hours. So we were craving it. You know, we're still hooked. So we had to come up with a good solution. So I know that I had heard a few people talk about the fountain over at the Dolphin Hotel. And I know that, you know, if your beaches are Beach Club, you're a 5 to 10 minute walk from the Dolphin. So none of us had been there. So we decided, hey, let's give it a shot. Let's see what's going on. So we walked over to the Dolphin. And let me just tell you, those hotels, the Swan and the Dolphin, I've not been in them before this. Those hotels are enormous. I mean, they're gigantic, and they very much remind me of the time I was in Vegas. They're very Vegas-type hotel on the inside to me. But anyway, we went to the fountain, and that's a little kind of soda fountain. It's very much like Beaches and Cream, and there was nobody in it. There was probably 100 seats in there, and there were probably 15 people in there, so we just walked in and got a table, and we all ordered our desserts and had a good time. I got a peanut butter and jelly shake. Very different, though, than 50s Primetime. It actually comes out, it's red because it has strawberry jelly in it. But, oh, man, was it so good. And everybody, you know, some people got root beer floats. Some people just got ice cream cones, all kinds of stuff. So I would, if you get into that situation where you want to go to Beach Club and check out Beaches and Cream, but, boom, it's full and you can't get in, just take a walk over to the Dolphin. It's about a 5 to 10 minute walk. Go to the fountain. They also have burgers and so forth. And give it a shot. You know, it's not Beaches and Cream, but it's pretty close. And it beat waiting in a line for an hour and a half. We're going to do that. I just want to let you know that we are going to do some full upcoming shows on Sanaa. Pam and I had the bread service over at Sanaa. We ate at the Sanaa Lounge. I really enjoyed the service over there. So we're going to do a full review on that. We're also going to do a full review on Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. Because Pam, Ricky, and I, along with a bunch of our listeners, check that out. We were there as it opened. That place is a hoot. Just let me tell you, that is a great Disney experience. Whether you drink or not, you need to make sure you get, you know, invest the time to get in there. And I'm also going to do a show on the culinary tour at Boma and Jiko. I did that when I was at Animal Kingdom Lodge and was kind of blown away that was a free tour. So we'll talk about that as well. We did do some putt-putt again. We had the two free vouchers that came with our Magic Your Way package. As long as you use those before, I believe it was 4 p.m., you could get two rounds free, so we only had to pay for two for the four of us. And this time, the previous time we played over at Winter Summerland, we did the summer side. So you had Christmas music by like the Beach Boys and so forth. This time we decided to do the other side, which is called the winter side. And now that I've played both sides, I much prefer the winter side. There's a lot of interactive holes where a snowman will, you know, spit at you or, you know, spray you when you go to pick up your ball. Lots of ski type looking holes where you got to do like a ski jump and so forth. One you got to shoot into a chimney. But either side, it's a good value. And I think what happens is for Disney veterans is that you've been in the parks a lot over your lifetime and you're looking for a new Disney experience. Don't overlook and don't sleep on the mini golf down at Walt Disney World. It's a lot of fun. Mallory is still talking about it, and we had a great time joking and having, of course, with my family, a friendly competition to see who was the best putt-putt person. So we had a good time, and I think I won. I'll have to go back and look. We'll say I won. Next up, we had, of course, my favorite new restaurant at Walt Disney World that I've liked the last couple years or so is Maya Grill over at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. And again, had some awesome fajitas and love that. You know, I think we had fajitas for two, Pam and I. But one thing that I did this time that I didn't get to do previous times because I was running races was that I tried the margarita flight, which they give you really small five little margarita tasters. And all of them were very good. They had a pineapple. They had a kind of a Mai Tai type margarita, a classic. And one of those was it was like a dessert margarita. It was kind of white and looked kind of milky. But every one of those was good, and I thought it was a decent value. So, you know, if you want to try something, because, again, in my real life, I don't do that. I get Diet Coke all the time. But it was kind of fun to try the margarita flight along with some Mexican food. And I got my picture with the smooth jazz guitarist. He's awesome. So just love Maya Grill. Great underrated restaurant at Walt Disney World. Another thing I put on here was that we closed the Magic Kingdom the last two nights of our vacation. We left on a Sunday morning, but we stayed at the Magic Kingdom till closing on Friday night and then again on Saturday night. And that was a lot of fun because we, you know, the parks are more fun at night. I think there's an energy to it. And Mallory's now seven, so she's getting a little bit, you know, tougher. She can hang with us a little bit better. So we had a good time. One of the attractions that we really, really enjoyed at the Magic Kingdom this past trip, especially Mallory and I, was the Astro Orbiter. You know, we had skipped this thing for years and years. I haven't been on this thing in like 5 or 6 years. And then Mallory's like, you know, why don't we try that ride? And I said, why not? You know, the crowds. And overall, we were there, you know, again, July 3rd through the 19th. We had the cruise in the middle. But the crowds were not bad for any of this time. So we were very, very lucky in the summer to not have big crowds. And so Mallory wanted to do the Astro Orbiter. So one night we said, hey, let's do it. It's a 20-minute wait. So we got on the Astro Orbiter. And I forgot how much fun it is, especially at night. You get a great view of Tomorrowland and the Contemporary and of the castle. And that sucker goes pretty fast. Actually, when it starts to descend, when the ride's over, you really get going fast. We were laughing and giggling the whole time and just had a blast. So don't sleep on the Astro Orbiter. It's a fun classic attraction. It is kind of tight. You got to squeeze yourself in there, like shoehorn yourself in there, but you can make it. So give it a shot, you know, try some. And that's, I think it's one of the things is that we'd done that years ago and we said, you know, we're just going to do the big things. Space Mountain, Big Thunder, Splash. But go to those secondary and you know, even less attractions and give them a shot because we have great pictures. We're still talking about the Astro Orbiter, and it's been there in plain sight all this time and always skipped it. Another couple things we're going to get out of here was that we got a very sweet surprise at the Animal Kingdom Lodge at our room on our last night. We were all getting ready at about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock to head over to Magic Kingdom because it was staying open till 2 a.m. And yes, we were in the Magic Kingdom still at 2:15 a.m. the last night of our trip, and we had to leave the next morning. That was we regretted that decision. The whole entire, it ended up being 17 and a half hour drive home. We were exhausted, but man, we closed the Magic Kingdom. We were in the Magic Kingdom till 2:15 on a Saturday night. But anyway, that night as we were getting ready at Animal Kingdom Lodge, there was a knock at the door, and Paige went to the door and found a tray that had just a very sweet little dessert plate for us at our room. We had five little mini cupcakes. Two of them had vanilla icing with yellow cake, and three of them were chocolate cake with peanut butter icing, and they had like a giraffe made out of chocolate and a flamingo made out of chocolate, and a note that just said, "We hope that you enjoyed your stay, the staff here at Animal Kingdom Lodge." So if any of our listeners had anything to do with that, thank you so much. We had no idea who it was from because it was not signed and anything like that, but it definitely made our night. We sat out on the balcony, enjoyed the animals, and those cupcakes were gone in about 5 minutes. They were so delicious. But it's the little things. Again, that dessert tray we'll be talking about for 10 years. It was a great, great treat. And the last thing, let me give you the biggest tip. Everybody's looking to get a good tip on their next Disney vacation. And people say, "Hey, I can't meet Anna and Elsa. You know, it's hard to get that fast pass and so forth." You can walk up and meet Anna and Elsa with no wait. Do you want me to tell you how to do it? We did it at 1:55 a.m. the last night of our trip. And Pam even said that Elsa seemed a little surly, but then I had to remind her that it was almost 2:00 in the morning. And even for a princess, that's pretty late. So we did get our pictures with Anna and Elsa, 1:55 a.m. You could walk in, meet them, and it was a great time. So, you know, just tongue in cheek, but it was able to be done. I think that's why we did it, just so that we could say that we did. So that was kind of some of the highlights of my Walt Disney World experience. I know today's show, you know, we don't have the ladies on here, so it's not super exciting, but I just wanted to, kind of share the notes that I took during the trip, because hopefully this will spur you on to try something new on your next trip, or maybe avoid a pitfall, or maybe, you know, we did 3 resorts in one trip and it was totally fine. It was fine. We had to, you know, we just made sure that when we checked in the first night for one night only at French Quarter, we only took in what we needed. Then we really unloaded at Riverside and had to do that again at Animal Kingdom Lodge. So just a great trip. Of course, Walt Disney World's a great vacation destination. You just can't go wrong. I love it there. I loved having 3 different resort experiences. I loved going to all 4 theme parks. I didn't mention Downtown Disney or Disney Springs. We did go there one night because I had to get my holiday sandwich, which was excellent, as always. We went on a Tuesday night, and that place was a nut house. It was crazy. And I know there's still construction going on, but it was wall-to-wall people on a Tuesday night. So I'm looking forward to the end of the construction over at Downtown Disney. And it's going to be awesome because we watched the AMPA cars, or whatever they're called, the boat cars at the boathouse. Those were fun to watch. There's a lot of interesting things going in over there. And it's going to be awesome when it is finished. But right now, it's still kind of a nut house and crazy and still kind of a mess. But we of course, it's Disney. We had a good time. All right, so that's today's show. I'm going to get out of here because I'm losing my voice. I was already losing my voice before the show, but now I really am. But I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that you'll drop by Facebook.com. Give me your feedback on today's show, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Of course, today's show brought to you by the good folks over at TouringPlans.com. And I will tell you that I did use the app Lines, you know, multiple times every single day, because we would have our 3 FastPass Plus experiences, but then we were kind of moving on the fly. And every time I would check Lines, one of the things that we used a lot besides the optimizer was that when you look at the wait times for the park that you're in, it'll tell you, this is a great tip that we don't talk about very much. It'll say, like, right now is the best time to go on Astro Orbiter, or the rest of the night, the crowds are expected to be low, or, you know, ride now because the crowds are going to build for the next 5 hours. It gives you little tips on, you know, if you're trending in the right direction to go on a ride right now, or maybe you should wait and ride it in a few hours when the crowds wane from that attraction. That's just one of the great tips you get when you have a premium subscription to touringplans.com. So check them out today. They're over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And when you have the post-Disney trip blues, there's no better cure than turning on Magical Mouse Radio. We play great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I did grab some new audio. There's actually some new background loops that they play in the resorts as you see the park hours. You know, that old Channel 19 stuff, which is classic, has been replaced. And we're going to have that starting here on Magical Mouse Radio very, very soon. So check it out today. Make it the soundtrack of your Monday and every day over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Again, if you have a few minutes, please drop by Stitcher and iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review. We'd really appreciate that so we can continue to grow the show. thank you so much for downloading today's podcast. We hope you enjoyed my little recap of my Walt Disney World stay. Again, we'll be back with guests of the show next Monday. And of course, Wednesday, we'll be answering your listener questions. And on Friday, a fun Disney topic with the ladies. So thanks again for supporting all that we do. I don't get to say that enough, and I really appreciate each and every one of you who takes the time to download and tune in 3 times a week. So thank you for making us a part of your day. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Keep working hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.